Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joe Yarborough, who's the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing very well today, Kemp, and I hope you are too.
I am. I think you just recently got back from a trip to Washington, D.C. to meet with our federal legislators, both on the Senate and Congress side. So I want to talk to you about that. You went up there, what, September 17th and 18th, right?
Yes, sir. At a two-day visit to the Hill.
Who did you meet with when you went up there?
We had appointments scheduled with Senator Isaacson from Georgia and then 10 other congressmen from across the Southeast. Also met with two of our industry association counterparts, with the American Fiber Manufacturers Association and with the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers, to reestablish relationships with those sister associations.
Did you have a goal? Was it just kind of reacquaint yourself? I'm sure they were asking you how your business is and what they can do for you. Tell us a little bit about how the conversation went.
This was the first opportunity that I've had as the president of CRI to speak on behalf of the entire industry and represent all of the industry in these visits. And so it was an opportunity, number one, to just reestablish relationships with members that I have known for years.
Now, were they offering you any remedies or anything that might help our business move forward? You and I have talked in the past about one of the issues we have right now with how warm we're seeing flooring sales. It has to do with the number of mortgages that are obtained and the number of homes that are sold. Any discussion in that area?
One of the things that we talked about, issues around, you know, the housing market and the mortgage policies that are in place today, and how that pendulum has swung from perhaps a very lax and relaxed mortgage lending posture in the not too distant past, and the reforms that have been put in place, and how those reforms have perhaps, as can happen with government involvement, have become somewhat overburdening and have made home purchasing for first time and refinancing buyers become much more burdensome and challenging than it has been in the past. Now, that's not to say we don't all recognize some reform was necessary. However, what we're dealing with today is not atypical to the other types of overburdening regulation that can come out of Washington when it gets involved.
You and I both know that from what we hear on the street, it is very difficult now to go through the process of securing a loan. So is that going to get better or worse?
The conversations that I had gave me hope that the members I spoke with recognized that there are significant issues in that area and that moderation of some of those activities are warranted. They recognize, of course, the reality of dealing with certain kinds of change in Washington, and I don't think we got a tremendous amount of guarantees or forecast that things are going to get resolved in the very near term, but at least they're conscious of it and do have a desire to see some improvement in that area so that it becomes less of a challenge than it is today.
I've often wondered, when you go up there and you're setting appointments, that you're coming up and want to set some time, do you think they understand the magnitude of the carpet industry and how many jobs that represents in the U.S.?
Well, I believe they do, Kemp. One of the things that I always try to do is we begin our dialogue, and these, you know how these meetings go. They can last from 20 minutes to an hour. Always try to give a brief background on CRI and the industry, particularly for those who may be less familiar than some of our local representation here in Georgia. Give them an idea of the employment that we represent. Remind them of the fact that the carpet industry is one of the last remaining manufacturing industries in this country, and the importance that it has to actually producing and making product, and the creation of jobs and the creation of product for sale that represents. So it resonates with them, and I think they appreciate that.
You know, when you look at your organization, this is one of your major roles as far as not only being proactive and making sure you have great relationships in Washington, but also reactive to make sure that no legislation is passed that would inhibit the commerce of carpets, whether it be extended producer responsibility, whether it be an EPA regulation around a type of material. So this is a big focus for CRI, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, Kemp. The role of CRI has been modified over the years, and different areas of commerce have been more or less focused over the past, but always I think the history of this association and quite frankly any trade association is that we have to be attuned to those statutory or regulatory activities which could inhibit profitable businesses and doing the right thing for consumers and making products that consumers desire. Yes, being focused on those kinds of outside of our normal course of business activities from a regulatory perspective and the potential negative impacts, we have to be the champion for resisting those things that could harm our industry and at the same time make sure that we are all doing all the right things for good business for our consumer and protect the environment, et cetera. So, yeah, it is a very important aspect of what CRI's mission is.
You said while you were up there, you also spent some time meeting with the presidents of the American Fiber Manufacturing Association and the Vacuum Cleaner Appliance, I guess it was the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers, and everything seems to be aligned there as far as the CRI and these two organizations working well together?
Working well together, I would say, yeah, there's great opportunity. You know, one of my objectives when I took on this role was to reach out to other industry associations which have relationships in alignment with or in parallel tangential relationships with our industry's activities and make sure that we have good relationships with leadership in those organizations and we identify those areas of common interest where we can leverage the resources of our respective institutions and ultimately do the right things for our members and make sure that we're representing them in the most strenuous fashion possible. Mm-hmm. And to leverage mutual resources to mutual common interest issues has to be a good thing for all parties involved.
You know, just curious, when they ask you the question about the number of jobs, I'm often asked that question by other broader-based publications. What is the answer to that? Because, you know, one of the things is you might be able to talk about your core membership, which is on the manufacturing side, but after this product's manufactured, it's installed, it's sold by retailers, it'd be hard to guess the number of jobs that are associated with the sale of carpet.
When you extend it to all the sale of carpet and so forth, you know, that number could only be an estimate. But
yeah.
The carpet industry itself employs literally tens of thousands of employees, and that number is probably in the neighborhood of 28 to 30,000 employees at this stage that are directly involved in carpet manufacturing and carpet sales. So it's not an insignificant employment figure. And to your point, when you go into the distribution channels and transportation, logistics, installation, et cetera,
right,
you know, it's quite easy to anticipate a multiplier of 3 or 4 times that base number of employment.
That's right. Now, how often do you think you'll be going to Washington?
Right now, we've got a trip planned for the spring for our annual membership trip. There are probably 2 other occasions between now and spring where I've been invited to address some association activities with one of these organizations that I mentioned earlier, you know, just begin to work on some very specific issues up there. So I'll probably be up there at least a couple of times between now and March. We'll see what's necessary beyond that. But as we said, it's a significant focus for CRI, and the only way to be focused on it is to participate. And so it will require being active and being on the ground, on the hill.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Joe. Again, been talking to Joe Yarborough about his recent trip to Washington, D.C., and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.